You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 9.
And so, Eddie, the time traveler, the storyteller, the soul catcher, and a rock, wandered through the empty village back up to the castle, right as the princess's flyer came to rest on the castle rooftop.
Do you think she'll be mad that we left?
You went to offer her aid. She won't be mad.
Thanks, Evan. So you and Meta are friends?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Meta found me.
That's it?
That's all I remember.
Aren't there any other golems in the world? You don't have a family?
I have Meta.
So, you just walk around in the wilderness together? Catching souls?
Yes.
It must be pretty lonely. Soul catchers don't usually have a lot of friends.
We have each other. Do you want to hear something personal, actually?
Sure.
Have you heard the story of the first golem?
What? No.
It is said the first golem was made by a human, from mud, and brought to life when the word truth was written on the golem's forehead.
I've never heard that story before. Is that what your forehead says? It looks like it's written in a different language.
Sometimes I wonder that I could possibly owe my life to a human that cares nothing for me.
What do you mean? Surely whoever made you would care about you.
Then why don't I remember anyone, except Meta, ever caring it for me?
Well,
come on, guys.
The team arrived back in the war room after the walk through the castle.
Welcome back. I see we've brought guests. Do you have any idea what time it is?
Always a one-liner, huh, Steven?
Yeah. Sorry, Steven. These two can have clearance, right?
Hello, Steven. My name is Meta.
And I am Evan.
Huh. A golem. The royal guard hasn't seen one of those since.
How could you? You could have gotten hurt.
So could you.
I did. I had it cut down this arm and would have bled out. But I can heal from it. You guys can't. I'm looking at you too, Ben. And you, Zora.
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
I'm not sorry. We went because Eddie wanted to help you. What if he needed us?
It's safer in the castle.
When we were in the village earlier, just us, you said you've never walked through it before. It is more dangerous than the castle, but you can't just live in the castle forever and never leave. I know I couldn't.
I guess you're right. But I was worried. I can't protect you if you're willingly running into danger.
You're only worried because you care for your friends.
Who are you? Why are you here?
This is Meta.
Really?
Your Highness, we are here to speak to you about a matter of grave importance.
What? Grave importance?
Your Grace, Evan and I found a glowing piece of metal in a field.
And we seek your permission to follow this rock wherever it wants to go.
I'm sorry, please explain. We have discovered the metal piece glows when we walk in a specific direction.
We want to find the reason for the glow, but Meta cannot leave her duties as a soul catcher unless you give her leave.
A glowing piece of metal?
I have it with me, Ladyship.
Wait!
Meta held in her hand a piece of metal that looked exactly like the one stuck in the princess's back. It was the same shape and size, but it wasn't glowing right now. The princesses did start to glow, however, and the princess collapsed on the ground. Steven ran in and administered some of the violet herb to the metal. The princess stood up again, weakly.
That's how I recognized it. It looks exactly the same. Do you think it's debris from the battle?
I've never seen this other piece of metal before.
I think I know why. Your name was Meta? Put that away and never take it out in front of the princess again!
I'm fine. You sound so harsh, Steven.
You make it sound like a threat. I will not let Meta be threatened.
Everyone calm down. We can use the piece of metal Meta found to guide us to wherever we need to go to save the princess.
I do not understand. What is wrong with the princess?
The situation was briefly explained to the newcomers.
So it's settled. We have to go on an epic quest, following the guidance of this glowing metal piece to save the princess's life.
It seems like a hasty conclusion to jump to, but yes.
Then I guess I'm off to my home in the village to pack.
No. Everyone is going home to sleep. You can come back in the morning to start your quest.
The group dispersed. Eddie didn't have anything at the Master Cheesemaker's house that she wanted or couldn't replace, so she stayed at the castle with Zora and the princess. She was also a little bit afraid to have to face the Master Cheesemaker again. Steven agreed to write a letter on behalf of the castle to tell the Master Cheesemaker that Eddie would be off adventuring for a little while. Eddie thanked him, then returned to the princess's rooms.
You two can sleep here. There's a bunk bed.
A huge bunk bed. The thing is king size.
That reminds me. I haven't seen the king the whole time we've been here.
He hasn't talked to me since I got named. Not that he ever did much before.
What?
He's mad that I got named something he didn't expect. He wanted me to have... I shouldn't talk about it. You know the rules.
Yeah, we're not even supposed to try and guess what it is in case someone gets it right and you lose a little bit of power.
Is the royal power connected to your names?
Whenever one of us turns 13, we get a name. If anyone outside the royal family learns it, we lose a little bit of our magic powers.
But you told it to me.
So I did. I can't figure out why.
And I'd feel guilty if I told you.
Do we get married?
Of course not. I'm gonna go down to the kitchen and see if you've got any chocolate I can pack.
Zora left, and Eddie was alone with the princess.
Are you scared?
To leave the kingdom?
Yeah.
Yes, but I feel good about this. We have a good group of people here.
You're right, but...
Don't worry. I will protect you.
The Questers went to bed, then met at the castle gates the next morning. Stephen came out to wish them goodbye.
Thank you for everything, Stephen. I don't know when we'll return, so you'll have to protect the kingdom for me.
No, princess. I'm coming with you.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, Evan, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!